While the nation struggles to reach compromise in the tenuous political climate, business owners were mainly interested in a Republican perspective for economic solutions. Representatives Dennis Ross and Gus Bilirakis answered questions from the media and business leaders and said that the government should get out of the way. Both Ross and Bilirakis opposed new taxes, but Ross said that closing some tax loopholes, including government pay for corporate jets, would be on the table.
I believe there's about 73 what are considered corporate tax loopholes, and I think they're identified very well in the President's Debt Commission, and I would use that as the baseline of eliminating all 73 of those in order to say, okay, we've accomplished one thing, and it's going to be bring in revenues on this side. Now, what are we going to do to make sure we reduce our spending in real terms over here?
As always, job creation is a major priority for the Republicans. Many progressives are promoting government programs like a renewed Civilian Conservation Corps that would put unemployed veterans back to work. With 20% of veterans out of work, Gus Bilirakis said he might consider such programs.
We're sponsoring a veterans retraining program so that if the vet didn't have the opportunity to take advantage of the GI Bill, they can go back to community college and get some retraining and maybe a PTEC or what have you, workforce program to get the retraining. And I'm also sponsoring a veterans jobs fair. We have the general jobs fairs, but I want to do one in addition to that, one especially for veterans so they can make their own presentation, bring in the employers and have the vet make the presentation because they have the work ethic, they have the discipline, they're loyal. We have a wounded warrior that works in our office, part of a national wounded warrior program, and he's terrific. So he does an outstanding job. So it's something that I would take a look at.
A major goal for Republicans is removing excessive regulations on business, but some folks are wary when the environmental protection and public health take a backseat to profits. While groups like the Sierra Club demand stronger water quality standards in Florida to reduce harmful phosphorus levels, Bilirakis says environmentalists are hurting business.
And we're being singled out, and I don't think we have, I think our water quality is pretty good, and based on testimony that I heard the other day. So we should not be singled out for this. And what's happening is the cost is astronomical. Astronomical to businesses, but also not just businesses, local governments as well, and state government. So I don't think that's the way to go. I don't agree with implementing this rule, the EPA rule. I think it's a states' rights issue.
Bilirakis says the EPA should promote safety, but environmentalists say phosphorus runoff causes toxic algae blooms, which they say can be tougher to clean up than to prevent. But Bilirakis says he thinks the water quality isn't so bad in Florida.
The DEP is doing a great job, but because of this lawsuit, this proposed rule, if we can't do anything about it, will be implemented. It'll cost Florida thousands of jobs. In the agriculture industry, Representative Ross mentioned it, over 14,000 jobs in the state of Florida. And again, the water quality is, in my opinion, is very good in the state of Florida.
Richard Budell, the Director of Agriculture and Consumer Services for Florida, testified that the new rule could cost nearly $1 billion, but EPA Administrator Gwendolyn Keyes Fleming estimated the new rule will cost each household about 11 cents for clean water, totaling only $100 to $200 million. Reporting from Brandon for WMNF News, I'm Josh Holton.